big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I take our sauces down to Wix flagship store for a taste test.
All right, then. Bit of an afterburn.
Yeah, that's too sweet, that one. That one. Brian Clough was never sweet, but that was far too sweet. Clough is my favourite, always has been. Apart from his 44 days at Leeds.
There is a huge margin to the winning sauce. Find out whether it was Fountain of Youth or Clough. It's all on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's go on a trip down memory lane, shall we, to yesterday's show as I...
Slippers. Inside the eye of your mind.
Yes, I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show, but I've bleeped out a keyword or phrase. Correctly identify what is missing and win the autumn winter merch, which, of course, is the white fluffy slippers you get in them there posh hotels. But these ones have got the show logo right across the top of the foot. They look very, very nice, and they are very, very cosy. Now, yesterday, during our Holiday Inn Express competition, which is back today just after 8:30 a.m, we had two callers come on air whose names, when said together, had a little bit of the celebrity about them. And playing along on line one is Martin. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. On line two is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Oh, we've got Martin, Chris, the lead singer of... course. Really nice to be joined by you on the show. So, which band did I say they were in? Is it A, DCAC, or B, Play Cold? Is it A, DCAC, or B, Play Cold? Your names and your answers, please, to 81215. That number again, 81215. And up next, I'm going to slippers inside the eye of
the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's coming up to 6:45 on your Wednesday morning. Yeah, let's slip us inside the eye of a mind, shall we? See if you can remember something that happened yesterday on the show. And the person in question is David. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome morning, along David. To the show. David loves the main station. We were talking just now off air, and he's a radio engineer, but not a broadcast radio engineer like the guys we see walking around the building here. In fact, it's kind of walkie-talkies.
Wow.
And I just, since I was a wee lad, walkie-talkies are the coolest thing on planet Earth. Is this a boyhood dream come true to be doing this as an occupation for you, David?
Over.
Unfortunately not, no. I just ended up getting made redundant from a previous job, and someone said about this opportunity, so I went for it. And
so they said your job's over, and you went over. Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Wow. I can find a new vocation in life. Well, Dave, I'm so pleased for you. Have you ever, you know, do you deal with the ones I've seen them? They're so cool, where you see people talking to their cuffs.
Security.
Seen those? Yeah, do you deal with that kind of walkie-talkie?
People do get them, but I can't disclose any information whether I actually work for any of them sort of
Oh, it's
people.
A yes then. I love it. Okay, David, that's nice.
That,
I might start doing the whole show like that. I might get our engineers, like broadcast engineers, to take this whole microphone bit away.
Just do it on a walkie-talkie.
Just do it through my cuff the whole time.
Well, just put your iPhone down your sleeve.
No one knows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm going to start doing those things. David, if you were to win the slippers, they are a luxe item. Are you going to treat them as such? Are they going to be the thing you cosy down with this festive season? Or are you going to use them to take out the bins?
No, definitely to cosy down.
Oh,
definitely
that's
to cosy down. Keep warm.
That's
keep
the spirit.
Nice.
I work away a lot as well, so I might take them away.
Oh, I love that. A little home comfort on the road. So, David, yesterday we had two callers on the show. It's a coincidence. One was called Martin, one was called Chris. Martin, Chris. Now, is that the singer of DCAC or Play Cold?
It is of Play Cold.
It is. Well done. Yeah. David. Great talking with you. Thank you so much for tuning into the show on the main station. We'll send you your merch over and out.
Receiving loud and clear.
Yes! Yes! Rubber ducky!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 10 minutes past 7. It is your Wednesday morning, and here is the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going on social media?
First, an amazing story from an old documentary that's resurfaced and gone viral that I know you're going to like, Dave. It's from the set of the original RoboCop.
Oh, I love RoboCop.
Which was an absolute classic, yeah. Wasn't
obviously,
it?
I came to it much later. Years after it was originally released.
No way you had the video.
I just like, I wanted to sit down and watch like
a... on your wall, No, I didn't.
I wanted to sit down and watch an old movie, you know, a really old movie.
One of the talkies.
Yeah. So I sat there and RoboCop used to sit at the front of the cinema and play the piano.
I'll buy that for a shilling.
Very nice. So this documentary, right?
Yeah.
Peter Weller, who was a very method actor who played Murphy, right? So they're on set in this old steel mill in Pennsylvania. Murphy is in the robo suit, just got his head showing, so he can't move very well. And
this is the bit where they take his mask off and he's eating baby food. This is where he's tackling the baddies.
They're about to do a big action scene.
The big third
act.
Big
explosion. And Randy Moore is a special effects guy who's there with him. That is his name. Okay. And he's with Peter Weller, right? But it's his job to sort of feed him when he gets hungry. And he's got about 8 Oreo cookies with him. And he starts to goad Peter Weller on set just before they film this big explosion. Here's the clip.
Peter's upstairs. We make the explosion hot. We're ready to go. I went upstairs and I was carrying, I don't know, about 8 Oreos. I'd hand him his weapon. I'd say, Peter, safety's off. And he wouldn't take the pistol. And he says, Robo wants an Oreo. And I looked at him and go, no, it's just you and I, Peter. Robo doesn't get an Oreo. If Peter wants an Oreo, Peter can have an Oreo. And Peter starts bellowing, Robo wants an Oreo. And when the steel mill just echoes, Randy has Oreos and Robo wants an Oreo. So I stuffed that whole stack in my mouth and Robo got upset.
Wow.
He put 8 Oreos in his mouth.
Yeah, he put 8 in his mouth and just chomped them on all the crumbs. So fell
next
down.
Team challenge.
Yes. Yeah, we all want an Oreo.
Goading Robo.
I mean, you've got Peter Weller for not breaking character. He's like staying in it. He's like committed to it.
Robo wants an Oreo.
I mean, later on in the clip, Peter Weller denies it ever happened, but I think there is some truth in it somewhere. So Robo wants an Oreo and Ainsley Harriet needs some help. Another clip that's going viral at the moment, right? Ainsley Harriet is filming a cookery show in Turkey. Nothing unusual in that. Unfortunately, he chooses to do one bit outside a football match, a local derby between Fenerbahce and Beşiktaş in Istanbul. A notoriously feisty fixture.
Well, it is, yeah.
Quite a dangerous one to go to. So, and a riot kicks off outside the ground, and Ainsley Harriet is there to try some street food, right? And he's filming, he's trying to do a cookery travel log show in the middle of a riot, and the clip is everything you'd hope it would be.
At the stadium, it's not quite the carnival atmosphere I was expecting. I find myself right in the middle of a football riot.
It's like a madhouse. There's sirens going off, there's police everywhere. They've blocked off the roads, so I can't even see all the lovely food that they normally have at the football match here. This is madness. I don't get this down at the Emirates.
Finally, I call full time on the football and the hope of finding any food stalls here.
They start bringing out water cannon at one point. It's amazing.
He really needs our help.
He really needs our help. But very different from the hello, well, hello, Jill, Ainsley Harriet, which went viral a few years ago when he surprised an elderly lady on This Morning.
Well, hello, Jill.
Very different to that.
Well, hello, football Ryan.
But it's like Danny Dyer documentary meets Rick Stein's Culinary Road Trip. It's amazing. I'll share both of those clips. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved your data.
Keeping it food-based.
Yes.
I just want to chuck a one-song question
not this.
In here.
Oh, right.
3:22. I said it was coming.
Yeah.
So yesterday, just towards the end of the show, the Hypebeast Womble was aghast. He almost fell off his chair when he heard the way Matt Dyson pronounced the name of the place he was going to go and have his lunch. Now, this place is a famous UK-based Japanese long table squiggle papered ramen bar.
Yeah.
So would you say it out loud for us?
Wagamama.
You've softened slightly. You've softened slightly.
That's how I say it. Wagamamas.
Would you kind of?
There we go. That was it.
How do you think you say it?
Wagamama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wagamama. I say Wagamama.
You say Wagamama. And you've even
that's
softened
it since
yesterday. Now, it's Wagamama, but you said we all sound like we're going to Wagamama.
But you're saying ma'am, which
Mark
is too...
Mama.
Mark says like Wagamama, like he's an Italian restaurant.
No, I
think it's spelt Wagamama, and that's how it's pronounced.
You're trying to bend the version of history here, man, and I'm not going to let it slide. Okay?
Wagamamas.
It's Wagamamas, according to you.
Wagamamas.
Wagamama.
Wagamama. Say Wagamama, I say Wagamama.
Is it?
Let's call the whole thing off.
So how do you pronounce the name of the famous UK-based Japanese long table squiggle papered ramen bar? Is it Mama, which is incorrect?
It's correct.
Or Mama? It's the one song question. You've got 3 minutes, 22 seconds.
How are people going to describe this one?
It's M-A-M-A or M-U.
U, yeah.
M-A-M-A, okay? So it's Mama or Mama, right? And if you have no idea what we're talking about, go check them out. The chicken chili ramen is to die for.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Finn. That's it. The song is over. The duration for you to answer the one song question has come to an end. So how do you pronounce the name of the famous UK-based Japanese long-tabled... Oh, no, I'd rather just sit over there on my own. Do I have to sit next to this perfect stranger, even though the place is empty?
Yeah.
Squiggle-papered ramen bar. Well... Dave, it's definitely Mama, M-U-M-M-A. Mama sounds like a baby, says Sally in Manchester. Matt is right, it's spelt Mama. It's pronounced Mama. End of, says Chris in Woking.
Well said, Chris.
Matt is correct, no doubt, no O's. Ooh. Had a Wagamama for a hotel dinner for one last night. Emily working away in Birmingham. Mama. Anon.
Love it.
And then a wonderful curveball from a listener named Marissa here, who says, Dave, we pronounce it the posh way. Wagamama! Should we have... That's how Matt Berry would say it. Should we have a Wagamama? Well, let's find out what Google has to say about this, shall we? We've punched it in, and this is what Google says.
Wagamama.
Wagamama.
Oh, it's inconclusive.
It's inconclusive.
It's meant to play off the one-song question.
Yeah, so I think we're no clearer to the answer.
We all have to make a pact. We're going to do it the Marissa way. And from now on, next time we have a little team lunch or something, we'll have a Wagamama.
Wagamama.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. It's getting harder. Even when we're getting a great set of answers from our competitors and a great set of answers from the team, we're still ending up somehow, inexplicably, with 1 or 2 out of 5. Ooh. It's a real challenge, but I know you can do it. And joining us today, well, let's say good morning, Morgan. Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
So, hello, Morgan is a vet in Warrington who loves Absolute Radio Country, so that's nice to know. We were talking off air, you're a big dog lover, Morgan. You've got two dogs.
I do, two golden retrievers.
What are their names?
Gilbert and Gertrude.
Gilbert and Gertrude. Now, we've not asked this question or done this feature on the show in a wee while, but Morgan, it's time for How Much Does Your Dog Weigh? How much does your dog weigh, Morgan?
They both weigh about 30 kilos.
Yeah. 30 kilos, great, thank you.
As a vet, you'll know that, really, because that's the only time I ever weigh my dogs.
I think we should bring that feature back, because just then, it really it's still got all the showbiz qualities about it that we love on entertainment radio. Yeah, I was very excited. Morgan, let's talk 5 words, 5 grand, shall we? You have a full complement of team members that you could be matched with today. You've got Matt, you've got Emma, and you've got Glenn. Who would you most like to be playing alongside?
I feel like Emma's my vibe.
Emma is your vibe. Okay. Let's spin the random player generator, see if you get an M.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Free.
Oh. Morgan, would you like to lock Emma Jones in to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, good luck.
Emma is making her way out of the studio. OK, Morgan, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma is most likely to give, because there's no two ways about it. In about 5 minutes' time, I will be giving Emma Jones the exact same five words. And if both of you say the same thing to me, then I can give you £5,000. That is five words, five grand. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
The first word this morning is lost.
Found.
Yes.
Plug. P-L-U-G. Plug.
Hole?
Hmm. Oh, yeah, OK.
Yeah, hole or socket, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, yes. Yes. Stay strong,
good,
Morgan.
It's good.
Don't let us drag you down. Not on word two. Come on, you could do it. Plug hole is in. It's
really
good.
Good. Really
it's
good.
It's good. Right. Yeah. Let's move on to the third word, shall we? Which is pocket. P-O-C-K-E-T, pocket.
Pocket. Coat? That's rubbish. That's poo.
Pocket coat.
OK, it's in there, though. It's in there.
Oh, I should have said what? Pocket
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, you should have done
it's okay. Pocket watch, pocket knife. I mean, if you want to go to the 50s,
pocket
bit of Brighton Rock for you there. You go pocket silk. Pocket,
oh yeah, pocket silk.
Yeah,
a good one,
pocket
you?
Square.
Mm-hmm.
Pocket rocket. Pocket Polly.
Ah yes.
All right, sure.
I thought, when's Morgan going to stop me?
100 words, £5,000.
Anything but coat.
Any, basically. Right, church.
Bells.
Yes.
Good.
Of course, you also could have had... No. and finally, phone.
Cool.
Phone
good.
Call is
really good.
OK, Morgan, thank you very much indeed. As I say, wait right there. Emma Jones is in play next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
£5,000. It is coming up to 8:10. We're having a game of five words, £5,000, and Emma Jones has made her way back into the studio. Morgan is ready to play. Good luck, both. You're welcome. OK.
Thank you.
Hello.
OK, here we go. The first word this morning, Emma, is lost.
Found.
Correct.
Yes.
Excellent. One down, Morgan. Does that feel good?
Yay, I didn't get zero.
Plug.
Socket.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because I went straight to electrical as opposed to plumbing, but Morgan went for plug hole, which is a perfectly acceptable answer.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, Morgan, you've definitely not won the money today, but we're going to go through your remaining words to see what your score is. As I say, we've been getting lots of ones and lots of twos. So let's try and at least get a three, shall we? As I say to you, pocket.
Watch.
Coat. We had a wobble from Morgan, who immediately regretted it and said watch. Then I compounded her misery by listing all of the other words you should have used. Which
there
I've
are
never
loads,
done.
There are
I've never done that before, and I apologise, Morgan. Sorry. What do you got for church?
Bells.
Yes. Oh. OK, let's lock in bells. That's correct. And phone. To make it a three.
Phone screen.
Oh, it's another two. Phone call.
Phone call's much better.
No, it's a Again, Morgan, it's maybe except for Pocket Coat, it's a great set of answers. It should. At any other time in this feature's history, it's a 4 out of 5 right there. But yet again, I'm saying it, it's a 2 out of 5. Morgan, thanks for telling us how much Gilbert and Gertrude weigh. It's been a pleasure having a vet on the show. And we'll speak to you real soon. Great having you tuned in on Absolute Radio Country. Of course, this means we will be playing again. If you'd like to have a go tomorrow morning just after 7:30, call right now. Old Swiss is standing by to take your call. And the number, 0330-123-1215. That is 0330-123-1215.
5 words, 5 grand. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 8:10 on your Wednesday morning. The warmest of welcomes to this, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where yesterday, post-show, I took our bespoke sauces, Fountain of Youth, that's my barbecue sauce, and Clough, Matt Dyson's spicy sauce, down to Wick's flagship store in Tottenham in North London.
Crowdsourcing with Dave and Matt.
For a taste test amongst tradies and DIY enthusiasts. So I very much won the in-house taste test by a landslide. Now, people queued up in their droves to try our sauce. Now, for clarity, I don't know the results. I set the whole thing up, then I had to take a back seat and the team took over. So they were served with chips, which were purchased from Best Kebab over the road. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Best Kebab over the road. Yes, we've come to that. And each participant was asked to try Fountain of Youth first, then they tried Clough, and here's what went down.
Yeah, I like that. Wow. Very good. You got any more chips? I prefer that, I think. I'll definitely have a Cloughy.
That one's nice. They're both quite nice.
They're both good. That's crazy. They're both equally good. And I couldn't pick one.
Yeah, I think I prefer
Clough.
I prefer Clough, yeah.
Fountain.
Very nice taste. Spicy. I prefer this one. I prefer Fountain Youth.
Bit sweet, but very nice. Not as I expected, but it's all right.
I'm all right then.
Bit of an afterburn. Yeah, that's too sweet, that one. That one. Brian Clough was never sweet, but that was far too sweet. Clough is my favourite, always has been. Apart from his 44 days at Leeds.
Yeah, nice flavour. Sweet. Yeah, that's hot. Nice flavour. Yeah, I think I prefer Clough.
It's got a good taste to it. No, absolutely. It's got a nice, sweet, chilled sort of taste to it. So this one's also to my liking. It's got a little mild chilli sort of taste to it. Which one's my favourite? I'll probably go for the Fountain of Youth. Definitely my favourite out of the two.
Delicious. Yeah, it's good. That looks kind of like a curry sauce. Nice. I don't know. They're good, both of them. I prefer Fountain of Youth.
Yes! So, thank you to everybody who queued and took part in the taste test. As I say, it was at Wick's flagship store in Tottenham, which is probably why I think Harry Redknapp appeared twice in that. I don't know if you heard him, but he's definitely in there at least twice. So, the results are in.
I had a lot of votes for Clough in there.
With comments such as, wow, interesting, and I'm tempted to say that one might be a bit too much.
Oh.
Some glowing reviews there. 75%, that's what the winning vote is, that's the margin. Wow. 75% of the vote went to the winning sauce in the Wick's taste test. Tradies and DIY enthusiasts, 75% of them prefer... Clough.
No way!
I can't believe it.
What a
victory.
What a landslide.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I knew it. I knew.
I mean,
I always had faith in that green hot sauce. Once it hit the public, they'd fall in love with it.
It's so good. It is so good. I mean, it's really stayed in me.
It's tasty, but I can still taste it now. We did that taste test 8 days ago.
Yes.
75%, Matt Dyson.
Well, that's impressive.
Look, hey, you know, it's only sport. How are you feeling? Do you
feel amazing. Now I'm really becoming confident that it might not be the best sauce in the business, but it's in the top one.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've still got some stages to go before we find out who's going to be crowned the winner of the sauce off. But yeah, for now, mate, 75% is very impressive.
So it's like one all, pretty much, from the taste tests.
It is, although yours was tasted by more people at Wix yesterday than we had in-house, so possibly you might even be nudging ahead here.
Ooh.
But personally, I think it's all down to the chips from Best Cabana.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 8.51 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. So in 9 minutes' time, I will be launching the No Repeat Guarantee, and that means you will not hear the same song twice between 9 right through till 5 p.m. across the entire Absolute Radio network. What it also means is just after 9 is shout out time. And once again,
you're the first, you're the last, my everything.
To earn your shout out just after 9, you're going to need to do some work. And it is my first, my last, my everything. I'm about to play you a very short piece of audio. It is just 2 seconds long. It is the first note of a song and the last note of a song. If you can identify the band and artist, we'll send it along to 81215 with your name, where you are, basically whatever you want in your shout out. Now, this morning we have a song that is popular on both the main station and Absolute Radio 10s. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Easy.
One more time. 8:12:15, just after 9, is shout-out time.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where just after 9 is shout-out time. But, of course, you got to work for those shout-outs. And this morning, we had a little game of... Yes, my first, my last, my everything. I put together the first and the last notes of a song that we happen to play on Absolute Radio's main station and on Absolute Radio 10s. But could you tell me who it is? One of the most identifiable first and last notes we've had on this feature.
Yeah, I didn't need the last note. I was happy with the first. I was ready to go. But some people are saying it's Ready to Start by Arcade Fire. Quite a few people
getting it wrong. Oh, okay. Well, it is not Arcade Fire. It is, of course, George Ezra and Shotgun.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone.
So here come the shout-outs. Singy and Bailey on the way back to Barnsley from Aberdeen. Well done, both. Ian in Telford, who wants to wish his wife a happy 12th anniversary since their first date.
Oh,
well done, Ian. Making the rest of us look bad,
yeah,
remembering such details. Terry in Leicestershire rolling out the cinnamon buns in his coffee shop.
Oh, nice.
Carl working in Worthing. DJ Deli in Oldsbury. We've got Butsy and the lads at Butler Installations, fitting a kitchen in Scotland, Jackie in Walsall and Mickey in Leeds, getting ready for his first ever ballroom dancing lesson later to prepare for his wedding.
Wow.
Well, congratulations and well done, everybody. It was my first, my last, my everything. It was George Ezra.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for your Wednesday morning. Time to bid you farewell. And just to give you a handy little reminder that the whole show lives on in podcast form. Now, the podcast is all of the talky bits effectively sellotaped together. There are no songs, there are no ads. But Matt, the big question as always around this time, what's it going to be named? Now, you've got three options.
Yeah.
You've got I'm Pumping Iron to Deacon Blue.
Of course, which was your revelation just a few moments ago.
Why, hello, Football Riot.
That was from the Social Ammo with Ainsley Harriet in Turkey. Yeah.
And finally, for a shilling, RoboCop will sit at the front of the cinema and play the piano.
It has to be that.
It's got to be that. 100%.
That was based on the Robo Wants an Oreo story, also from the Social Ammo, but it has to be that last one.
That's the name of the daily podcast. Right, let's look ahead, shall we? Because on the way, the details you need to be made a winner to the tune of £115,000 are coming your way. We'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, Stay entertained. Arrivederci.